Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So it is permissible for the children and for the wife to consume from the salary of the husband who works in a bank, because it's haram for him, it's halal for us. And likewise, if he invites us, we can take this from the hadith of Barira, and we can also take it from another hadith. When a Jewish woman invited the Prophet ﷺ to a sheep she cooked, and she filled it up with poison. The Prophet went, ﷺ, accepted the invitation, and ate from that sheep, not asking her, did you slaughter it or not? Did you say Bismillah or not? Not asking her, what is your income? Knowing that the Jews' income is all from riba and from consuming people's wealth unlawfully. Yet the Prophet answered her invitation and ate from it, which means that it is haram for her, it is haram for those earning haram money, but when they give it as a gift or they support the children, it is halal for the children and it's halal for us to accept the gift. Also in the hadith, we learn that it is permissible to accept or to assume that this is a gift if I know that someone would be happy to give it to me. Now, did Barira give the food to the Prophet ﷺ? No, she wasn't there. Yet the Prophet knows ﷺ. If she were to know that the Prophet considered it as a gift from her to him, she would have loved it. So the Prophet ate from it on this account. Now, this only happens if you have certain knowledge of this. But for me, for example, to go to one of you brothers and say, oh, this is my brother's wallet, let me take from it 500 rupees and buy some sandwiches, I know he would be happy if I accepted this gift from him. This is unacceptable, because we don't have this close relationship. And this is found today. When someone comes to me, close friend of mine, he says, listen, I need some money. What do? I give him the whole wallet. Of course, I know there is nothing in it, but no, there is something in it. I give him the whole wallet. Why? Because I love that he takes whatever he wants from it. He's my friend, and I will do the same to him. And it was reported from the Salaf that a man came to visit his friend and did not find it. And the servant admitted that person to the house. The man went to his safe, took some money, and left. And when the man, the owner of the house, came, the servant told him about what happened. And he said, you are free for the sake of Allah, because you've done something I would have loved you to have done. And he freed the slave. And he freed the slave. Nowadays, if the servant does something like this, what would we do? We would deduct it from his salary for 3-4 years in advance. No, this is not the right thing to do. The third sunnah from this hadith is that the Prophet ﷺ gave the general ruling, which is that whoever frees a slave, then the wala, then the allegiance belongs to the person who has freed him. Any questions? Okay, let's begin with the brother at the very end.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sheikh, what I understood from your hadith of Prophet ﷺ eating a sheep meat from a Jew woman, that can we eat slaughtered animal, meat from the slaughtered animal of the people of the book? If it is such as, then why we check every time whether in a hotel or restaurant the halal food is available or not?
Okay, that's a long question that requires a lecture. Anyhow, I'll sum it up to you. In the Quran, chapter 5, Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah clearly states that the slaughtering of the people of the book is halal for us. And in an authentic hadith in the Sahih, people came to the Prophet ﷺ and said that we get food from people who recently reverted to Islam, from the people of the book. And we don't know whether they've mentioned the name of Allah or not. The Prophet did not tell them, ﷺ, go and check. He said, you say Bismillah and eat from it. And the doing of the Prophet ﷺ, which says that he did not ask, he did not inquire. As long as it is the food from the people of the book, you eat without asking. Looking at all of these evidences, and I'm making a long story very short. Looking at all of these evidences, the scholars say, if you travel to a country that is predominantly Christian or Jewish, But if you go to predominantly Christian country, the food and the slaughtering or the meat that is presented to you by default is halal. Unless you have strong and ample evidence stating that it's haram. But if you go to a country that is not a Christian country, it's a Buddhist country, it's a Hindu country, whatever, not a Christian country, not from the people of the book. In this case, by default, all the meat that is found there is haram. Because we can only eat the food that is slaughtered by a Jew, Muslim, or a Christian. Any other religion or atheist, agnostic, anything, if they slaughter, this is not acceptable for us to eat. Even if they say, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Alhamdulillah. It does not change anything. The person slaughtering has to be as such. Now, one raises a lot of questions, saying, okay, if I go to the UK, it's Christian, but they're not practicing. It's none of your business. The majority of Christians don't go to church. They're still Christians. Maybe the man who slaughtered is not a practicing Christian. Maybe he's agnostic. He's atheist. Not your problem. The majority are Christians, so you can, because if we say maybe, then even halal food would not be consumed. Why? I am in Saudi Arabia. The butchers are all Muslims. Maybe the butcher that slaughtered this sheep did not pray. He's a kafir. Maybe he's a Shi'i. Maybe he's a Qadiani. Maybe he is a hypocrite. In this case, I will not eat any food. So you have general rules. Now, this is the rule that is applicable worldwide. Does it mean I have to eat? No. If I travel to Europe, for example, I would not eat except halal food that they tell me it is slaughtered. But I will not enforce others, don't go to this fast food chain or that fast food chain because you do not know if they slaughter or not. No. Unless I have specific and strong, there is no doubt in it that they're not slaughtering. So, for example, if I go to the Netherlands and it is well known to all, any kind of slaughtering is prohibited by law and they will put you in jail. An example, huh? I don't know if this is the case or not. It might, may not be. And they say that no way you find anything slaughtered. It's all stunned. It's all suffocated, electrocuted. Nothing is slaughtered. You're sure? It's 100% beyond doubt. It's a law. In this case, I cannot eat. But in places that are mixed, like Britain, etc., they have slaughterhouses, they have this, they have that, you can eat without any problem. So I hope this answers your question. What is it?
A slave woman who is previously married, again, she's already in married condition, so can a master have intercourse with her? Or is it prohibited for him? Or is it prohibited for a husband?
It is prohibited for the master, once he gives the consent for his slave to get married, to consider her as his concubine. He has no relationship that is sexual relationship with her. It's not permissible. But she's still his mahram. So she can serve him and he treats her as a mahram in that sense. Yes, sir.
Sheikh, if we accept the money or gifts from a person who is working in the bank or in an interest economy, so are we not promoting his unlawful income?
Well, this is happening whether we promote or not promote. If it comes from him, to us it's halal. Yet this doesn't mean you close your mouth and not advise him. You tell him that your income is haram and what you're doing is haram. But if he gives you a gift, if he invites you to some food, this is halal for you to consume. And as we've illustrated, something that is a charity is transformed into a gift. The Prophet cannot, alayhi salatu wasalam, eat charity. As in the hadith of Salman al-Farisi, the seeker of truth, when he came and wanted to verify the fact whether this is the messenger of Allah or not, he knew that he does not accept charity, but he accepts gifts. So the first day, he brought food to the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet said, what is this? He said, sadaqah, charity. So he allowed his companions to eat from it, and he did not eat. The following day, he brought another plate of food, and the Prophet said, what is this? And he said, the gift. So the Prophet ate from it and his companions, and he realized and believed that he is the messenger of Allah. Any more questions? Yes, Akhi.
My question is that if we have a neighbor and he's a non-Muslim, non-Muslim means a Hindu or an atheist, and the income is haram, when they give us coming in our homes, so can we eat it?
I'll give you a general rule. If your neighbor is a Hindu, this means he's a vegetarian. So whatever foods he gives you, it's halal, because all vegetarian food is halal, except if it's prepared for a feast of theirs. Then it becomes haram, because if they prepare food on their feasts and give it to you, and it's part of their celebration, you should not accept this. Unless if the food is general, it's not for that specific celebration, meaning that they have a feast for XYZ, and they prepare food and they eat from it, and he, as a neighbor, he gives it to you. There's no problem. There's no meat in it. In Christmas, your neighbor brings you something, candy, for example, and gives it to the children. There's no problem. I'm not participating. It's coming to me without asking, and it's not meat. So in this case, generally speaking, there is nothing haram in it. If there were to be meat or substance that is haram originally to us as Muslims, you cannot accept that. Again, if they give you non-veg food, if it's slaughtered by them, it is not permissible for you to consume, because their slaughtering is not accepted. We only eat from the slaughtering of a Muslim who Allah accepts his prayer, a Jew and a Christian. But if they give to you food that is rice only or garlic naan or whatever things that you eat that has no meat in it, there is, inshallah, no problem in that.
Assalamu alaikum. My question is related to that, brother. I have some Christian relatives, so they gave us Easter eggs in the Easter.
Easter eggs? No. These Easter eggs are part of the Christians. It is not sweets, normal sweets. These Easter eggs are decorated for that festival. It is not permissible to collaborate with them or accept it or to give it to them completely. But normal food that is cooked and has no meat in it, there is, inshallah, nothing wrong with that. This is all the time we have until we meet next time. Fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.